Did you have fun today? Yeah? Well, good. I should hope so. After all the craziness of wedding planning, we certainly put in enough work to make sure it was a good time, I think. And now we finally get to relax. And I can finally take off this, albeit gorgeous, dress. And you can get out of that monkey suit. Well, I might have something planned for you. After all, it is our wedding night. Now, who said I was going to share what it was? How dare you? Maybe it's a surprise. Or maybe I got you nothing for our wedding. Big ol' bag of air. Oh, did you just say you'll spank me to get me to tell you? All right. Okay. I did get you something, yeah. But it's supposed to be a surprise. Don't you want me to surprise you? You are the groom, and exchanging presents is traditional. Everyone does it. Some people do big, fancy things, like rings, cars, and houses or something. But I thought I can do better than that. Surely, you want to be spoiled today of all days. By me. Your wife? I had something pretty amazing in mind, too. But, oh well. Okay. Well, if you're sure, I'll just go then, since you really don't want anything. No point in me being here. May as well go to bed and rest up before our flight. I am rather tired. I guess I'll go to bed all alone and spend time with myself. Though, I am sure there are a couple of fun things I could do to occupy my time. I have lots of nice toys that I'm sure would be happy, more than happy to keep me company. Oh, you do want me to stay? And you want your wedding gift? Imagine that. Excellent. Well then, we are going upstairs. Yes, right away. The night is just beginning and I have everything figured out all the way until we have to leave for the airport. We are making the most of every second that we can. First, please do notice the romantic as hell trail of candles that I have so very meticulously laid out for you. Leading to the bedroom. Do you smell that? Yeah? It's called Sweet Georgia Peach. What? Excuse me? Whatever do you mean when you say you love peaches? Do you mean, oh, my peach specifically? Well then, my good sir, you are so forward. Who said my peach was even involved with my plans tonight? We are going to lay in bed, with a sheet between us. No touching. All night long. I know, I'm so romantic. It's everything you wanted, right? the specific reason you decided to marry me. A nice candlelit night with no sexual activity at all. It's just what every man dreams of right after he gets married, right? Of course I am kidding. I mean, come on. Look at all this effort I went through. Sleeping is important, but this is our wedding night. So, I wanted to make it as special as I could. We have much better things to do than sleep. So, to that end, if you don't mind, just perching yourself on the bed there. Yes, 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 just sit down for me. Please. I'm sorry, you want to... Oh, you want to eat me out? Oh, well, I was gonna take care of you. Yeah, a gift for my shiny new husband and all that. I mean, nothing says I love you like a good blowjob, right? Well, if you're sure, we can start there, sure. Whatever you want. You're in charge. But I do really want to give you that blowjob. Okay, hey, hang on. Let me hop onto the bed then. Whoa, there, tiger. Just, let me actually get naked first, will you? So eager. I appreciate that. No, hey, slow down. This will be a lot easier for you to lick my clit if I don't have panties on, okay? Okay. There. All nice and bare naked. And at the ready. Have at me. I'm all yours. Yes, really. Of course. I did say my vows, after all. My mom even watched us do it. There's no way I could back out on you now. I am yours to do with as you please. And I am rather excited to see it too. What? Yes. I am serious about this. Of course I am. I spent a fortune in candles. Even more on my dress. I thought it would be obvious to see how much I love you. I didn't spend, hours over it all because I thought you were only okay. Listen. I love you so much, it almost hurts sometimes. You know that, right? And tonight, I mean, it's our wedding night. We've been together for a while, sure, I just... I just wanted to make sure that every second of today is as perfect as it can possibly be. So, what do you think? Can we make tonight as perfect as today was? Yeah? Well, that makes me feel better. So, shall we? Hey, kiss me, please. Baby, would you mind? Well, you know what I like. Please, that exactly. Pinching my nipples between your fingers, making them all hard and sensitive. And that too, if you wouldn't mind. Having you suck on them always manages to. Hey! You can't. Hickeys? Really? You know, you're real lucky we just got married, mister. Otherwise. Another one? Must you? Okay. Can't really complain if you followed up with that. The biting. It just gets to me in so many ways. Fuck, that is divine. Really, you're gonna have me dripping onto the bed soon. I don't know how long I can last like this. Just with you playing with my tits. Suckling on my nipples. God, they're so sensitive. What? Do you want me to beg you? Okay. Oh my God, yes, please. Suck on them harder. Yes, I can feel that everywhere. Your lips on my nipples. Your hand between my legs, touching my clit. Can you feel how wet I am already? More, please. More of everything, please, please, please. Hey. What's the big idea? What are you? Oh, right. If you want to consume my peach, as you put it. I surely won't stop you. I mean, if we're being really honest here, I've been thinking about you all day, actually. Your lips all over me, covering every inch of skin and setting me absolutely on fire. Just licking between my folds and your tongue inside of me, swirling over my clit. Yes. Just like that. Oh God. My thighs are rather sensitive when you kiss them right before. Yeah. before that. Oh. God, why does it make my knees so fucking weak when you lick my clit like that? Ugh. You always do it just right. God, the way you swirl your fucking tongue. Hey, is it bad that I feel bad about other women missing out on this? But I guess then again, I don't. Because you're mine now. Oh, fuck. Please. Please, please, please. I need your fingers inside me. Please. God, I feel so empty. With your tongue on my clit and nothing inside of me. Please, I need something to stretch me open and fill me up. Please. Yes. Oh, just like that. Fuck. Hey. How would you fuck me? Please. God, your fingers aren't enough. I need more. I want to feel you. I want you to fill me up and fuck me nice and hard. Please. What? What do you mean you won't until I come at least once? But, baby, I want you inside of me. I want you to fill me up with your seed and make me feel so fucking full. Please, 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 please. Oh, God. God. Yes, yes, move your fingers faster. Fuck. Oh, curl them up just like that. Fuck, right there, right there, right there, right there. Jesus. I could see the fire in your eyes, but that was... Sweetheart, I have to return the favor. Please? I want you to fuck me too, but I need to make you feel good in the same way you made me feel just now. Please? Come on. Let me at you. I can see how hard you are. Let me help you with that. I have been looking forward to it all day after all, just to get my lips around you. Please. Well, of course not right away. I have to keep you wanting just a little, don't I? So I'm just gonna stroke you nice and slow first. Let my hand move up and down your shaft. Yes, shaft is a weird word. But I don't want you analyzing what I'm saying now. Just concentrate on my hands pleasing you while I... kiss down your neck and your chest. And maybe spending some time down here. I am returning the favor. Leaving you a couple of marks. And I hope this isn't weird, but I'm going to suck on your nipples too. I mean, it's only fair, right? You like that, don't you? Having me stroke your cock as I play with your nipples sends tingles all over your skin and down your spine. Would you come in my hands if I kept this going for long enough? Your big, hard fucking cock throbbing my hand as I stroked you until you couldn't stand it anymore. Kissing your neck and sucking your nipples here. Leaving little hickeys to remind you that I was here. You're breathing rather deeply. And your dick. I always thought your dick was particularly handsome. The pink color, the pleasing shape of the head. I could stare at you for hours. And your taste. I need you in my mouth. Now. I want to taste you so deep in my throat before I have you inside me. I want to look up at you from my knees and see the man that I married. The man that I will get to look out for the rest of my life. I want to make that man, my love, come. Are you gonna come? I feel like you are. I can see and feel how close you are. With my hands inside my mouth, I can feel how much you're throbbing. You taste so fucking sweet, baby. Will you come in my mouth? Is that what you'd like to do? Go for it. Well then, it's a bit of a shame that It wasn't in my pussy, but... You aren't done yet, right? Not if I keep stroking you and... Lick the tip. Suck on it a little bit, like this. See? You'll stay hard for me. You have to stay hard if you're gonna fuck me. And I need you to fill me up with your cum. And then, we're gonna start a family. I mean, we've been talking about it for months, and I think today's the perfect day to do it. Don't you? If not today, well... And if not today, then sometime soon, right? I need you to come inside me. If you're going to make me a mother, well, that's like a requirement, I think. So tell me, how would you like to fuck me? What? You want me on top of you? Okay, I can do that. Why don't you lay back on the bed then? Right there. You look so handsome in the candlelight, you know that? I can still see you at the altar waiting for me. Honestly, I might cry again thinking about it. But, God, I can't wait to have you deep inside my pussy. Now, let me just climb up on top of you, straddle you all nice, and then just sink down over you as slowly as I can manage. Fuck. God, I love having you inside me. You fill me up so fucking well. Every inch of you is more perfect than the last. And now, you're mine. Forever. Now, my sweet, dearest new husband, let me ride you. Yes. Fuck, just like that. Yes, 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 you can grab onto my fucking hips. Oh God, you're in so fucking deep. Oh, I can feel you in every fucking inch of you moving inside me. Oh God, you feel so fucking good. You always feel so fucking good inside me. Hey, if you don't mind, can I just take one of your hands? Yes, 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 just squeeze my tit, like, just like that. You don't have to be gentle, baby. Just... both hands, then. I love your enthusiasm. Fuck. Are you having fun with us? God. Just imagine. These tits are gonna be so full of milk. Feeding our children. And then I won't be the only one calling you daddy then. Oh, fuck. God, this is it. I'm. Baby. Fuck, we're getting close. Baby, listen, if you're gonna stuff me full and give me a child, God, we gotta move. We have to move. Fuck. Yes, we have to move. Well, how about we... Well, you could fuck me from behind. You'd like that, right? Just fill me up, grab my hips, pull me back onto you. Maybe grab my hair and pull on it nice and tight. Yeah? Well, let me just get on my knees and present my pretty little ass to you. The view must be pretty from there, right? Me in front of you, all laid out and ready. God, I can feel how wet I am. I can feel it just dripping down my thighs. I can feel my pussy throbbing to have you inside me again. Think you can take it? I mean, I know there's a lot in front of you to take in. And you'll have to do it forever since we're married now. Seriously? Did you just... I'm here telling you how much I want you inside me. And you spank me? What the fuck is that deal? I know I like it, but... Come on. I want your cock inside me not to be spanked and... Baby... Okay. I'm sorry for being sassy and for teasing you. But please, could you fuck me again? I just want you to fill me up. I know you can handle me. You're my husband. The man I love. I would do anything for you. And I know you'd do anything for me. Every time we're like this, you reach so, so fucking deep inside me. Honestly, I think you might be in my stomach at this point. You fill my tight little cunt up so perfectly. God, it's like we were made for each other. I know it. Please fuck me harder. I need more of you. As much as you can give me, please. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Please. Yes. Just a little more. I just need you to keep going just a little longer. I need you to fill me up and fuck me as hard as you can. Please, please, oh god, baby, I need you to make me a mother. I need you to fucking fill my tight little cunt up with your cum. Make me a mommy. God. I love being your pretty little wife. Oh god. I need you to... I'm so... I'm so fucking ready to start a family with you. Love a new life. But I can't do it without you, baby. Come on, please, please, please. Fuck, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, almost there. Almost there. Please, 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 please. Fuck. Oh. Right there. I'm gonna come. Baby, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Please, please, please come inside me. Come with me. Please, please. I need it so bad. You are amazing. I love you more than I can say. And that's not just the after sex talking, I mean it. I love you so fucking much, you know that, right? You're so kind and smart. You're always looking out for me. And what's, you know what's best for me. And you can fuck like a god. Well, if that didn't put a baby in me, I don't know what will. I love you so much. I don't know how I got so lucky to have someone like you. But I thank my lucky stars every single fucking day for your presence in my life. And now we get to spend our future with each other, and that's pretty fucking amazing, don't you think? Here. Just hold me for a little bit, okay? I would be so lost without you. You know that? You are everything to me, and I want you to know that I'm going to do my very damned hardest to be the best fucking wife. Best partner. I know I have my shortcomings, but you have yours too, but I know we can make this work. And I've said this before, but I'm going to fucking say it again. And I'm going to keep fucking saying it. Until you're absolutely sick of it. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I am so fucking madly in love with you. My husband. What was that? Wait, one more time. The surprise. Oh, right. Right, your wedding surprise. Silly me. Well, you see, the surprise is well, I'm pregnant.